your one takeaway when it comes to managing your internet leads and your CRM? How do you know if dealerships are going to be coming away from this this video with one thing? What's your point?
I think first thing is that, you know, as a manager, you should know what your process is. You should know where to find your process, and then you should also know how to tweak it to suit you in your management style, right? You do not want your CRM to fight against you in the way that you're trying to sell cars. It's irrelevant, right?
Yep.
So I think knowing, first off, where to go, what to build, how long to sell the car, all of those things, take them. That's ingredients to the wonderful pie you're fixing to make. And then when you have them all together, it's like Mama said, good eating.
Love it. Good stuff. Kep.
I would look at a few two different areas in closing. Is number one, manage your business and set time aside away from anything. And I don't know an owner on this planet that would say they do not want their managers to work on increasing opportunity in business. So whether it's 45 minutes, take that time aside to find out what the problem is and who the problem is. Because if your appointment percentage is low, you don't stink. It could be one, two, three users mm-hmm. that are struggling. And that's a coaching opportunity. The second phase of that is when you look at those reports and you find what the problem is and who the problem is, it falls back to those three key things that we spoke about with internet sales lead that make up over 80% of our business is, do I have all the data, contact info, capture report?
Yeah.
What does my performance look like? And if it's poor, I got to go back to what John was saying is, what are we saying? What's that message? Because that's extremely important.
Got it.
And once I've got them to the showroom, what's my store process look like for getting them back? And if we just turn a blind eye to that, well, I see a lot of dealerships lose tens of thousands of dollars in customers to that.
Got it. All right, Ted, let's wrap it up.
Now, process sounds like it's the key here, right? You know, making sure that you inspect what you expect out of the managers, out of the tools, and out of your people. And, you know, I think Kevin hit it spot on with what he was saying. You know, give them time to, you know, deep dive into it, take a look at it. You know, check your templates out.
Yep.
You know.
That missed opportunity report was really cool.
I
learned that today.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been with Cox Automotive for a long time.
If you want to motivate your team, that's a great thing to show. Like, hey, you know all those appraisals that you ran?
Yeah.
Well, they're over at
that store. I mean, Vauto is a powerful tool. And if you can spend 30 minutes a day, you know, understanding your missed opportunities through that report alone, I mean, that is powerful.
I like that, but I'm also a big proponent of, let's take the look-to-book report for the month-to-date by salesperson, right? And by manager, what's our win ratio? And post it in the team room, have a conversation about it, right? I mean, we all want to be at the top, so how do we get better at what we're doing?
It's huge. And
love it. Well, thanks so much, gentlemen. Thank you for watching the PM Roundtable, and be sure to check out our other sessions. There's tons of great info from these incredible performance managers who took the time to educate us.